Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always, and I'm very excited about having our good friend Peter Meyer back on the show. Peter is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, now more than 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of the Meyer Group. He's an international consultant to companies large and small. He's the author of Warp Speed Growth and one of my favorite books, Creating and Dominating New Markets. He's our good friend Peter Meyer. Welcome back.
Jim, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. Thanks for joining us. When you come back to the United States, I know you live, part of your life is in Australia now, and yeah. Thanks for joining us when you come back. Peter, one of the things that that I've been telling my audience about for a long time is this concept of change. And what I started noticing about 10 years ago, having been in the marketplace, as you know, for many decades now, And having watched a number of strategies and products and policies and plans come and go, people developing them, implementing them, executing them, and living with them for a while, in the 21st century, I started noticing that change wasn't all that much different from when I started or from 1,000 years ago, but the velocity of change has changed. This time between generations of something that you create or think about has been compressed. And that's causing us to have to reinvent ourselves more dramatically, I think. Not only ourselves, but our businesses, our processes, etc. This whole reinvention thing has gotten to the point where it almost has to be one of our management skills, isn't it?
I think it definitely is one of our management skills.
But when you and I started, you're a lot younger than me, but when you and I started years ago, it wasn't so much like this, was it?
Well, with your ancient wisdom and my beginning skills, I can tell you that I think the pace may have changed, but the requirement has not. I think that when you and I started, we still needed to reinvent ourselves and our business. And if I look at how you were 10 years ago when we first started chatting, I look at how your business was before then, you invented something new, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And you started from within, from yourself, didn't you?
Yep, like sheet of paper.
And when you run sheet of paper, and this is a famous story now, but I think that is an example of that kind of reinvention dating decades ago. I think the need has not changed. I think our skills have to be better now.
Yeah.
In order to do what you're talking about.
Because the time between generations is compressed, right?
The time between our requirement as we begin to think it and our requirement as it rolls out is very compressed. And that causes generations to happen more quickly.
That's right.
It's our desire that creates this faster pace, and it's a good thing.
Well, our desire, but we also have new tools.
We do.
That are the new tools are not making new rules, but they are adjusting the rules. They're altering the rules, aren't they?
They're letting us build better versions of the same rules, don't they?
Yeah.
And I keep on bringing it back to what we're doing this. Like reinventing is something we do to and for ourselves. It's not something that our market does to and for us or our competitors do.
Mm-hmm.
We do this for ourselves, and it's a good thing.
You're right. I mean, it's something we are doing to ourselves, but at the same time, it becomes when I do it and you do it and another person does it, it takes on a life of its own. And so I think, you know, this thing about reinventing yourself. You're right. I mean, I've reinvented myself many times in my career,
yeah.
But I just remember that the first time I did it, it lasted for a while. The second time I did it, it lasted for a while. But now, you know, it's almost like you have to reinvent yourself, your product line, your marketing strategy, your customer base. It's almost like you have to do some element of reinvention, not just every year, but all the time. And I wonder if Moore's Law is contributing to this.
Moore's Law may be an example of it. And yes, you're right. It has to happen all the time. And I don't think it happens once a year or once a month. I think the only way it happens correctly is when we do it as an ongoing daily practice.
And when it's called for by our customers, I think that's another thing that would happen. And by the way, Moore's Law, folks, was I've forgotten the guy's name. You probably remember
Gordon Moore. Yeah.
Gordon Moore, right? With Intuit, right?
Yes. And with Intel.
I mean Intel. That's what I meant to say. It's where he said that the capacity of a chip would double every 18 months, and of course he said that in the 60s. So that's come to pass, and we have all this new technology and all this new need for reinvention, part of the reason for that. We're going to talk more about reinventing ourselves and our businesses after these messages with our good friend, Peter Meyer.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.